This is a special in-the-field recording from HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is Sari Kamen from HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I am coming to you live from an undisclosed location in the Lower East Side of New York City. I am at a bonafide speakeasy hosted by Chef Rob McHugh, and we're listening to some throwback Prohibition-style jazz music right now.
Ladies doing?
Fantastic.
What are you eating?
We were having some delicious meats. Chef Rob McHugh is here, and he put together all these delicious little bites. It's like cured meats. We had like a roasted tomato with crab meat. We had a beef tongue rolled in onion. Really cool stuff.
Yum. What are you drinking?
A lot of the Southside cocktail, which is a nice gin combined with, I think, some lemon and mint, so it's very refreshing. And then we've recently switched to a cherry whiskey drink, which hits a little bit harder than the Southside.
I'm broadcasting live from Prohibition NYC with Chef Rob McHugh right now. He's going to show us what a tomato sphere is.
So what we're going to do is I got the tomato sphere with the smoked crab and the pickled celery, which we're going to do on a nice spoon designed specifically for this sphere. What we did was we talked a little bit about this the other day. It's a tomato juice cocktail, but we decided to kind of spherify it and give it a different spin on things just to kind of take it back to the 1920s, but again, improve it a little bit for the 21st century diner. So we're going to do that now. If I can find my spoon, we are live. And we are getting hit hard. And by the way, people are drinking like fish. Yeah. It is amazing. People are getting very, very drunk. Back in the day, for some reason during the 20s, it was interesting. The celery soup with toasties was like on all the menus. It's so odd. So was the tomato juice sphere. Well, it wasn't a sphere, but tomato juice cocktail was on the menus back then. So we just wanted to reinterpret it and do it a little bit different as we talked about it. What did you think about it? Tell me.
I thought it was delicious. We're here live at Prohibition NYC with Chef Rob McHugh. We're in deep inside the speakeasy that's happening right now. We've got flappers and bartenders and bathtub gin makers. We're going to follow Chef as he walks through his room.
Let's head to the VIP area and get some absinthe.
Oh, yeah.
I was holding out on that. How are you guys doing? You guys having fun here at Prohibition NYC?
This is my dream. I feel like I was born to be here in this era. I'm having the best time.
Are you guys glad that Prohibition is over?
No, I want to be back in the Prohibition and underground drinking cocktails.
No, you are actually Prohibition just ended. You're having fun now.
I am. I'm having the best time.
Where are we going now?
Now we're going to go behind the bookcase for an inside look at the VIP.
Thank you. Chef Rob is opening a door that I thought was just a bookcase and part of the wall, but it actually opened into a door. He's taking me to a secret area inside the speakeasy right now. I am officially a VIP. What's happening back here?
We're coming back here. We have an actual lucid fountain, which is actually blown up, which has been amazing. And we have our title sponsor, Templeton Whiskey, on the rocks in teacups, in the absinthe. And the Templeton Whiskey has been over the top. We have Blood and Sand playing on the screen here. And we've had people pounding on the doors outside trying to get in. The cops actually came and actually had to remove them. It's been pulsating here the whole time.
It's crazy. Prohibition ends and everyone is going nuts. It's like it started, but it ended.
We got a bunch of calls from neighbors. With the women in the streets with the signs, they didn't know what was going on, and we really made it real, which was great.
Yeah.
The protesters, the fake protesters, actually got the cops here.
This is incredible. Which is great. I'm so happy Prohibition's over.
We did our job, and it's an amazing event. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
Enjoy your bees.
Thanks so much for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. HRN is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. To learn more about all of our programming and to become a member and donate, visit our website. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, iTunes, and Stitcher for more. Thanks for listening.